When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as in the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that if any one of you finishes his tashahud, so he's done his tahiyat at the end of the prayer, whether it's a voluntary prayer or an obligatory prayer, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, just before you exit the salat, فَلْيَتَعَوَّذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ أَرْبَعٍ. That's a command. Seek protection of Allah from four things. And he mentioned مِنْ عَذَابِ جَهَنَّمْ, from the punishment of the hellfire, وَمِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ, from the punishment of the grave, وَمِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْمَحْيَا وَالْمَمَاتِ وَمِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْمَسِيحِ الدَّجَّالِ, and from the fitna of life. The fitna of life is all the haram that is around us. And from the fitna of death, the fitna of death is the final moment just before your soul comes out of your body, and the shaitan will appeal to you and he will try to cause you doubt in your deen and in the belief that Allah is one and in the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and in the religion of Islam. He'll try to cause you to doubt these matters. So seek Allah's refuge and seek Allah's protection from the fitna of death and from the fitna of a Dajjal. And if you pay attention, there are three fitan that were mentioned in this dua. The fitna of life in general, all the haram that is around us, the fitna of death, and the fitna of a Dajjal. Two of these three, which is the fitna of death and the fitna of a Dajjal, if a person was to fall in it, there is no chance for this person. He dies a disbeliever. There is no repentance and there is no turning back. Whereas fitnatul mahya, the fitna of life, at least there's a chance. If a person fell into a fitna in this life, a fitna of wealth, or woman, or social media, or whatever it is of the haram, at least there's a chance. And how many have turned back to Allah Azza wa Jal, repented, rectified and reformed and corrected their way and their relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is the importance of this dua.